The Gemara says in Daf Lamed Aleph Amud Beis that if you have an avira de livni, you have a pile of bricks without cement, they're just lying on top of each other, it's mutter to take bricks from this pile, and there's no problem of muktza. On Yom Tov, that would be mutter. And Rashi explains that the reason why there's no Isser of muktza over here is because it's a tzarech haichol nefesh, and the tzarech haichol nefesh, we're mater the Isser of muktza. Taisus on Banan Lamed says that from here's a raya that we're always mater muktza because of haichol nefesh on Yom Tov. That anything which is a tzarech haichol nefesh, you're allowed to be metaltal. The din of haichol nefesh is matter the iser of muktza. And he says, and here's a raya to the Ritzva, who wrote this earlier on Daf Chav Ches, and Taisa said this earlier as well on Daf Ches. And on this, the Marsha asks the Kasha, the Marsha on Daf Ches asks, he says, if it's true that we're matter the iser of muktza for haichol nefesh, so why is it that we're not allowed to shecht on Yom Tov, even if you don't have efer muchan? So the problem is, you don't have the efer to do kisui hadam. L'chari should be mutter to shecht, and it should be mutter to be over on the iser of muktza, to be metalto the efer, which is muktza. L'tzarech haichol nefesh, you're doing it to eat, so it should be mutter. That's the Marsha's kasha on Taisus. And Marsha says that's not really considered haichol nefesh, because you're not being metalto it for the eichel itself, for the shechita, it's for the kisui, which is further removed, and therefore that would not go into this heter of tilto muktza for eichel nefesh. The Karnareim and other achanim are bothered with the Marsha, the l'chari that is considered eichel nefesh, it's a tzarech hashechita, but al kapanim, that's what the Marsha says to answer the kasha. Now the Magen Avram in Siman Tavkuf Tes has a different teretz. He says a big yisayid over here because of this kasha of the Marsha, and he says that this the word matter tiltal, or matter muktzah mishmaichol nefesh. It's only the iser of tiltal muktzah. You're allowed to move the muktzah, but the achila muktzah, the shtamshus with muktzah, that about it would be aser. You can't use the muktzah or eat the muktzah. That we're not matter mishmaichol nefesh. We're only matter the tiltal that you can move it. That's the aside of the Magen Avraham to answer why kisui is aser, because over there when you're taking the offer, you're being mishtamish with it, you're using it to be mechasa, that would be aser, it's only total ba'alma, which would be mutter. Now the pella is that this tenets of the Magen Avraham, the Marsha himself says it's the aside, both later on in Daf Lamed Gimel, and really over here in this Taisus, he says it bekitzer that the iser, the heter of muktzah for haichol nefesh is only a heter and total muktzah, but not achilo or hishtamshus. So the question is, now it's a steer in the Marsha, the Marsha Lashitasa, if he holds that we're only matter tiltal muktzah, but not hishtamshus of muktzah, not to use muktzah, not to eat muktzah, so what's this whole kasha, why can't you do shechita on Yom Tov and then do kisui, because muktzah is mutam shemaychal nefesh, that's hishtamshus be muktzah, you're using the muktzah to be mechasa, l'chair that should be Asr, lefi what the Marsha himself says, and why does he have to go into this new teretz? It's not echal nefesh, you should say pashut. Of course it's Asr because that's considered hishtamshus b'muktza. That's a ha'ara l'chara on the Marsha. Now the Marcheshes in Simon Ches as a svara that would answer this kasha, he says that in a chinami, this is hishtamshus b'muktza, but being that it's a mitzvah, you're doing the mitzvah of kisui adam, so we would say mitzvah slava henesinu. Mitzvah slava henesinu means that the Torah is not machshav this as a hana, it's not considered a hana. And therefore, we basically look at it, there's no hishtamshus going on, there's no hishtamshus ha'asura, because the Torah is not machshav this as getting hana from it. So if you subtract the hana from here, what are you left with? It's just tiltal ba'alma, and tiltal ba'alma is mutter litzarech muktzah. So that's the chiddush of the Marcheshes, that if you go with mitzvah v'henesin over here, that would make it as if there's no hishtamshus happening at all. It's a chiddush, but that's what he wants to say. We remove the hishtamshus from here, and you're just left with tiltal luleidvar. Maybe you could say more pashut. Maybe you could say that the Marsha held this is not hishtamshus at all. You're not using the offer, you're not eating it, you're not doing something with it. You're just being metalted from here to here and putting it on top of the dam, even though you're accomplishing something with it, but maybe that's not considered a hishtamshus, not considered your mamish using the offer. And therefore, that would be mutter, that does not go into this iser of hishtamshus or achila, that's viewed as stam tiltal ba'alma.